Die folgende Geschichte hat mir Mark Anfang Juni dieses Jahres erzählt. Mark stammt aus England und spricht wie alle Erzählerinnen und Erzähler hier seine Muttersprache. Dieser Podcast wird also voller Sprachen und Dialekte. Zu Beginn werden die meisten Geschichten auf Deutsch erzählt, weil die Mikros im deutschsprachigen Raum ihre Reise starten. Aber wer weiß, wo das noch hinführt. Viel Spaß!
Started just a few kilometers from here in the Mediterranean Sea, and I used to. I'm English, and we have this thing about boarding school in England. So I would come back from boarding school and spend my holidays swimming in the sea here. And one day, I happened to make a contact, which completely changed my life. It was such a change that it took away all desire to study, to all the things that were normal, the normal sequence. And it was an offer to join a ship, a French ship, with a bunch of scientists and cinema guys. Yes, you. What can you say? You say yes. And so from here started the most extraordinary 15-year existence, like Peter Pan, going around the world two times, visiting everywhere, seeing everything, a sort of super tourism. And it was such a rich experience that it ended up doing a full circle, and now I live back where I started, a few kilometers away, doing something completely different, because that piece was so rich and so complete. And it involved working as a scuba diver. You would join the ship and the ship would go somewhere and you would work and see 1,000 different things. And then you would go home back to the real world and try and accept that there were these two separate worlds. There was the world in which you lived normally. And then there was the other world where everything was on turbo. It was more fascinating, more interesting, more extraordinary. And it was just the lives of other people. And humans are just so interesting in their variety. The different things that are out there, the different lives people live. And as one little example, we were working on the Mekong River between Laos and Thailand. A little piece of the Mekong River that if you go up a little bit further, you get to what was Burma, Myanmar. If you go down, you end up in Vietnam or Cambodia. And in this little piece, we were working, and it was the drier season. So it was quite shallow in the river with this boat there, this local boat we were using. And we went over some rocks and broke some stuff in the engine. So we pushed the boat into one side of the river. It's a big boat. And they start to look at the broken engine. They decide that we need to try and repair it. And we said, well, you know, we have nothing. We are in the middle of the jungle. There's nothing here. What do you say? No, wait. And they open all our big black rubbish bags. And they look inside to see what, you know, what interesting things. And because it's a film crew, there's cans for film. There's Coke cans. There's beer cans. There's bottles. And they took all this stuff out. And with the pieces that all are rubbish, they managed to slowly, sitting down on the ground with some knives and some hammers, and they worked for about 2 days just doing something with all these bang, 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 click, click, click. And they made the broken piece again out of all these pieces. They disassembled the engine and put it all back. In the meantime, we were just in awe watching this. They were so focused and so sure that it would work. And then the final problem was you needed to start the engine, but the starter part didn't work. So we needed something to start the engine. And so the guys who were not technical started to help to make food for the nearby village, then invited the village and said, could you come and just pull a rope for us and we'll feed you So the whole village, the women, the children, the old guys, the fishermen, everybody came down to the boat. There was this big pile of rice. Everybody sat around with their hands, eating all this lovely food. And then a long line formed with this rope, and it was wrapped around the engine, around the axle, the drive shaft. It went off on the beach, and suddenly a big shout went up, and all these people started pulling and running. The engine started. It just seemed like a miracle. Our rubbish, a little bit of food in exchange for a really big pull, and suddenly this world, which we would have been just stuck with our framework, our existence, it would have been a complete lost cause. We would have had to walk away. But instead, these people with their own traditions, their own way of seeing the world, just imagine this system, this repair, this human effort, and boom, the ship was working again. We thanked everyone. We sailed off down the river doing our work. If you can imagine that times 365 days, times 15 years, it was such a rich 15 years of my life that I found myself coming back pretty much exactly where I used to be, just inland a little bit away from the sea. I've had enough of the sea now. I need something different. And I moved up into the hills. I found a little place with some land. And now I just quietly grow my own vegetables in a piece of land and just remember all these extraordinary human beings that are out there. And that was that piece of my life. So, yeah, an extraordinary existence. And now a quiet retirement growing vegetables. I can see the sea, but I don't need to go there anymore.
My name is Frank. And this true story told by Mark is part of the Mike on Earth project. This project is all about sharing memories and finding common ground with people around the planet. If you want to know more about the project, check out the English version of our website on mikeonearth.net. You'll find the link in the show notes. Nach der Aufnahme mit Mark ist sein Mikro nach Deutschland zu Petra gereist. Ihre Geschichte folgt schon am Sonntag. Wenn dir das also gefällt, abonniere den Podcast und erzähle anderen davon. Wir freuen uns über eine Bewertung bei Apple Podcasts oder Spotify und natürlich über Kommentare und E-Mails. Alles Gute und ein abenteuerliches Leben.